2-0. Hey, you got to like the start. Coz Ed football off to a good 2-0 start, aren't you?
Yeah, kind of like the way we start the season with a win against a rival in Gothenburg, a really good Gothenburg team. Then just got another win against Wood River Shelton. Played pretty good defense, so I like the way the defense is playing at the start of the season.
Yeah, that Gothenburg game hyped, you know, the Battle of Dawson County, and, you know, all those guys know each other pretty well, and that's a nice win against a Gothenburg team. You still feel like it's going to win some games this year.
Yeah, and they're an experienced team. They only had a couple starters that didn't come back, so they had quite a bit of returning starters to start the year. We had a couple things happen in the game where just, you know, first game jitters and turnover on the first series of the game that led to one of their scores. And but our kids didn't give up. They kind of got the momentum back, played a really good second half, and finally scored with about minute 30 left and took the lead and kind of sealed the deal then.
Notice the stats in your game last Friday were your rush game through, and you passed the ball well, so had good balance offensively, didn't you?
Yeah, I like the way our offense is working with running and passing the ball. Saw a look that they just kind of brought a bunch of guys in the box, so we got a couple deep passes on them. Finally, took us a while to score last Friday. We didn't score till with I think there's two and a half minutes left on the clock. We had all our timeouts and kicked the ball off, ended up stopping them and calling our timeouts and scored again with had a really nice 50 seconds and one timeout and had like a 60-yard drive to score. So like the way the offense is working there and the adjustments they made in that game, did really well.
I'm sure you had a great summer. You know, new coach coming in, you got right after it, get in the weight room, probably hit some camps in the leagues and to get things started. But the summer kind of really set the tone for you, didn't it?
Yeah, we moved here to Cozad 1st June, and it seemed like we got to be in the weight room, meet the kids, and then football started in July. And it flew by, but a great turnout, great commitment from the kids in the summertime with lifting and summer camps and all that. So just to get that thing started and really set the tone for our season.
Got a big one in Sydney. The Red Raiders coming to town, coming up once again this coming Friday. They're off to a good start, 2-0.
Yeah, they got a lot of speed. They're not too big, but they definitely utilize what they have and what their backs and different guys can run the football. Coach Eckhart has his double wing, split wing, whatever you want to call it, offense that they run the ball really well, and they have a lot of rushing yards the first two games. We definitely got to come out and be ready to stop that and be able to keep the ball out of their hands when we are on offense.
It's one thing Sydney seems to, you know, football, and it translates over in the track and field. They have a lot of track guys and usually a ton of speed, and that's the case again this year, isn't it?
Yeah, they have four or five guys that really can either hurt you no matter what they do, run or pass. They don't throw a whole lot, but they still have that threat of the speed that if they got to burn it deep, they can. So we definitely got to be on our toes and be ready and reading our keys on defense. They kind of trick you on that offensive double wing stuff with a bunch of motion and stuff like that. So defensively, we've got to really read our keys and make sure we're assignment perfect so that we don't get confused from their offense.
Do you think, I know it's your first year there, do you have, as far as the other teams in your schedule, do you see any other team or know of any other team in your schedule that runs an offense like this?
Not really. The formation-wise, Gothenburg was very similar, but Gothenburg ran a lot of veer out of it. So we've seen these formations. Wood River showed us a little bit of a double-wing formation this last Friday. So we've seen the formations, just a little bit different style offense of trying to hit the edge and then faking with the edge and hitting up the middle.
Well, we all know Coz Ed loves their football. I mean, what a tradition there for many, many, many years in your playing days. And, boy, they've had their fair share of state championship runs, and they'd love to have another one this year, wouldn't you?
Oh, sure. That's the ultimate goal. But I know kids kind of realize my mission always every week is just 1 week at a time. Focus on the team you're playing on Friday night. Just keep on working on getting better each week till you get to the playoffs. And when it comes to football and high school and state championships, you kind of got to get some luck on the way. So hopefully we can find our luck in the later in the October and early November and make a good run.